Welcome, welcome, welcome. Episode numero uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, 10, 11, 12. That's 12. We're going to get right into this. As we mentioned before, this is the art of advertising. I'm your host, Magic Mike. And we're going to get right into this. We have a pseudo goal that of getting X amount of listeners by June 2019, and I said I had something in store for you, and this is it. The art of advertising has just changed. We have just evolved. We have just escaped the cocoon, and like the butterflies flapping our wings, we are in new territory. A week ago, we were inside the cocoon. We were transmuting and taking over. One of the things, just to be straightforward, this podcast might be a little bit more short-formed with way more episodes, because the art of advertising, when and we will reveal what happens inside of the art of advertising. Maybe or maybe not, because, you know, I read this quote the other day that if you asked Picasso how he painted or how he created it, he wouldn't be able to tell you. So with that, we're going to move forward with this. In 1868, there's a man by the name of George Hall. He came up with the idea of this hoax of the century. So there's this rock quarry near him. There's these like blue veins-ish running through the rocks. You know how you see like the layers? They're like layers where you see like a mountain, or you see some rocks, and they're fucking layers of like either sediment, or we can get in science of that, but we're not, because this is, because that's just not the story. So here's the story. So it's a guy named George Hall, 1868, had this idea. So he found this rock quarry, and he discovered in this rock quarry that he can take that sediment and it can be carved into a giant. Like I don't know, 8 foot, 9 foot, like a giant. So that's exactly what he did. He had this rock carved out in Chicago to what makes look like a giant. And he had this rock giant buried in his cousin's farm. He's like, hey. He called up his cousin. He's like, yo, cousin Billy, got an idea. And he was like, hey, we're going to bury this thing in your yard. And what I want you to do is wait. So he buries this big ass rock giant thing in his cousin's farm in upstate New York. And he tells his cousin, he's like, listen, I'm going to give you the signal in order to make the move. So guess what happened? What happened next? On a nearby farm, fossils were discovered. Fucking fossils were discovered in a nearby farm. You can't plan this out any better. So fossils were farmed at a nearby farm. They were discovered. So that's when George Hall decided to make the move. He gave his cousin the signal. And that signal was, yo. He had his cousin hire these people to build a well. The two workers, and they dug a well. And as they were digging, they came across this bizarre rock giant. So news spread all over the place, and people came from all over. And at first, they were charged like a nickel. At first, they were charged maybe like 10 cents to see this thing. And then 25 cents. And then it's like this amazing giant. And then 50 cents. 50 cents! So news is still spreading about this thing. So this guy named Hannah gets this idea. He's like, listen, I'm going to get a Cigna kit, and we're going to buy the giant and take this thing on the road to tour. So by this time, P.T. Barnum heard about it. And he's like, yo, I'm going to buy this syndicate. So he tries to buy out the syndicate, and Hannum refused. So Barnum's like, listen, I'm going to outfake the fake. And he decides to get this. He claims that he had a real giant and that he bought from Hannum. And that Hannum is now showing nothing more than a fake. So Hannum's like, fuck this shit. sues P.T. Barnum, takes him to court, and it was at court that George Hall finally had to step forward and claim the whole thing was a hoax. The whole thing, from the very beginning, was a fake. So the judge ruled, listen, you can't sue somebody that's on something that's fake when, like, the thing, it's a fake. Like, you can't sue, you can't do that. So the Syndicate of Hannah was so fucking pissed. And because there were so many people, like hundreds, that came out to see Barnum's fake giant, he said, there is a sucker born every minute. When newspapers reported that Barnum had said that there's a sucker born in every minute, at first he's like, nah, I didn't say that, nah. He's like, but then it came up again sometime later, and Barnum's like, well, actually, I can't remember if I said that or not. And then the third time that quote came up, Barnum knew that quote stuck with people. Barnum knew that there was a sucker born every minute quote was a good one. And by then he's like, yeah. Yeah, I said that. Of course. Until that day. So from then on, who do we know that once said there is a sucker born every minute? My friend and yours, the advertising grandfather, the hero of attention himself, P.T. Barnum.